Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that there are two inyanim in an eder and a shvuah. There's the ikar chalav sisa from the pasuk of Lazarus al nafsho, and then there's a lav and asay on the chil of bittel hadibur b'shitas harabam. We saw that it could be that these dinim are mischalik, that the chalos isser is going to be klapei the mudar, and the lav of bal yachel is going to be, and the other lavim that might apply, depending on a shavur or neder, is going to be legabei the meidir, because it's his dibur that's being mischala, and the mudar, the one on whom the neder is, he's the chalos iser, is a klapei him. And the Chefetz di Surah is klape the Mudar, and the Chilal is klape the Madir. That's the din on the Gavra. That was what we saw in the previous shir. And now we will continue. Again, this is based on the Torah of Man Rosh HaYeshiva Gorim Chaim Shmulev Zatzal. The Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yaakov Rav Acha, Amri Yispalgun Riv Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Lokin Alei Isuros. Rabbi Lazar says Lokin. That's the gears of the Pnei Moshe and others. So the Karban Eda explains that the argument is, if you get Malkus for Yados, is there Malkus for Yados if you make a neder, and it's only, this neder is only a yad, it's only a partial lashon, is there Malkus? According to one opinion there is, according to the other opinion there is not. That's the way the Karban Eda learns it. And he says that the mandamer that holds there's no malchus holds that yadus are only midirabbanan. If you make a partial lashon of a shvua, it's only midirabbanan. V'davar ze lo nitan lehe'amer. This one cannot say. That's going too far. But we could say that even yadus are isurim daraisa, nevertheless, there's no malchus because of bal yachel. In a chinami, the neder is a neder daraisa. However, there's going to be no Baal Yachel. Like, similar to what we saw in the Rambam, that the Rambam says there's no Baal Yachel on the Mudar, because it isn't the Mudar's words, it's only the Madir's words. So here also, the Baal Yachel might not apply, there's still going to be an Isser Neder Daraisa, but it's not going to apply to the to Yados. And so it would appear in the Rand of Zayin Amr Aleph, Divar Maschel Modeh, who writes, Umi Ushaminin the Yados Nami Lamalkos Israbu, the Ilo Mai Modeh Rebbe Akiva Pshita, Ayin Sham. So he's Mesupik if there is Malkus for Yados, or only Le Isser. And he resolves this Suffolk, whether Yados are only, are even for Malkus or only for Isser, that they're also Misrabi for Malkus. Miyushamin and Yados Namila Malkus Israbu. And he proves from the Gemara that it's even Misrabi, there's even one says a partial Lashon Yados of Nedarim, there is going to be Malkus. So we can say that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Yerushalmi is that Be'emes, Yados were not Misrabi for Malkus. So if the Ran has such a suffix, so that means there's a tzad that there's no Malkus. So maybe that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And the Biur is that Yados is Mechel Echalos Isser, but it's still not a Neder Gomor. It's enough to be Mechel Echalos Isser, but it's still not a Neder Gomor. In other words, the Din Yados is only effective to make a Chalos Isser, but it doesn't have a Tiras Dibur. And since it doesn't have a Tiras Dibur, there's no Bal Yachel For the lav of Baal Yachel, you need a neder gamur, and it's not enough to have a yad, because the yisod lav is not al tzdechalos iser. It's because of the chilul dibur and the neder, and if it's a yad, it's not a full neder. So again, we see these two aspects. We see the chalos iser, and the one aspect, and then the other aspect is the dibur. Is it a complete dibur? Is it complete? You can have a chalos iser. Lesori sir on lafsho, like we saw in the previous shir, that there's a chalos iser, but there's no. And in addition to that, you have the Baal Yachel. And these are two different things. And it would appear that just like there could be a chalos iser neder in shvua, without the suri mitzat, the etzem dibur of the neder in the shvua, like we just saw, that maybe there's going to be. Chalos Isser, but there's going to be no Baal Yachel, because there's no proper Dibur. It could also be Fakert, that even though there's no Chalos Isser, but there is a Lav of Baal Yachel, and an essay of Kecholat Yotze Mipi V'Yase, Mitzad the Etzem Maise Neder V'Shvu of Etzem HaDibur. That's an amazing thing. You could go the other way as well and say that there's no chalos iser, but there is a neder and a shvua here, mitzad the dibur. Because the shita of Taisus and Gittin, 35a, divya maschav and oderes, is that a neder, sheyefsher lekaimo, if there's a neder, that one that can't be fulfilled. For example, one says all of the paras of the world are usser. It's impossible. You can't usser all the paras of the world. Who are you to do that? So the person is over on Baal Yachel la'alter, and he gets Malkus la'alter. But it's really not because who the person is, but rather it's because it's a neder shiv shalakaimo. Because she's not answering it on the whole world, she's answering it on herself. So a neder that's impossible to be mekayim, one is over, mishum bal yachel, immediately, and gets malchus, and mikan beilach, this woman can eat peiros. Other Rishonim argue and hold Eino Loke. So it's clear that it's not Chal. And nevertheless, there's Malkus. So you have this Neder Shiv Shalakaimo that's not Chal. Since it's Yiv Shalakaimo, the Neder isn't Chal. And nevertheless, there's Malkus. Why? Because the Etzem HaNeder VaDibur Shemchal Diburo. And here, the person's mechalel immediately. Second, they make a neder that's impossible to be mekayim. They're mechalel immediately. The very words that came out of their mouth are already mechulalim. They're already desecrated words. They're already not kept words. So therefore, the person gets malchus immediately because of Baal Yachel. So here you have a case where the neder isn't chal, where you don't have a surim of the etzem chalos neder. And yet, there's Baal Yachel. So we see it works both ways. You can have Baal Yachel without the Chalos Neder, and you can have a Chalos Neder without a Baal Yachel. You can have the Etzem HaYisurim without the Baal Yachel, and the Baal Yachel without the Etzem HaYisur. And the other Rishonim who argue, they hold that a Neder, that one can't be Mekayim, is nothing, and it's not considered a Dibur of a Neder. Just like by Shavuah, we consider that a Shavuah Shav. And so by Shavuah, it's called a Shavuah. But by a Neder, it's not a Neder at all. And therefore, there's going to be no Malkus of Baal Yachel. But again, according to Tosfos, there is malchus mitzad bal yachel, even though the neder is in chal. And with this, we can explain the suffix of the Rashba later on, lamed dalet amid beis, if it's possible to aser bekoinim b'davar she'eino b'rishusa. Idamya b'zela hekdesh de'ein adam mekadesh davar she'eino b'rishusa. So there are two drachim in the Rashba. Can one aser bekoinam b'neder something that's not b'rishusa? Do we say it's like hekdesh? You can't be mekadesh something that's not b'rishusa. So can you make a neder on something that's not b'rishusa? Because konam is a lashon of hekdesh. So can you make a lashon of can you make a konam for a davar she'eino b'rishusa? So why would there be a tzad that yes, maishna konamos mehekdesh, that it's not effective if it's eino b'rishusa? And in the Pisrei Tshuva and Reish Tes, he brings the name of the Tshuvas Panim Meiros and Chelek Beisim and Kuf Samach Vav, who learns Bepashtus that by konamos eino b'rishusa is ineffective. However, based on what we said, we can explain as follows: that the Shita Mekubetzes, Baba Kama Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Tivur Maschil, Rabbi Akiva writes in the name of the Rosh and the Rama, that somebody who was stolen from and he was makdish it. In other words, I have a horse, I have a car, and I'm makdish the value to hekdesh. And then afterwards, or I have a cow, better. Let's say I have a cow and I want to give that cow to hekdesh. So I have something beautiful gold and I want to give the gold to hekdesh. But it was stolen from me. So afterwards I collect this object and now it's in my rishus. So the hekdesh is chal now. That's what it says in the Shita Mekubetzes. So we see that even though you can't be makdish at davar she'eino b'rishusa, means that the chalos is in chal, but it's considered a maisa hekdesh, and when it comes into his rishus, the hekdesh is chal. And since this is the case, that it's considered a maisa, there's just no chalos. So if somebody asers bekonam at davar she'eino b'rishusa, even though the chalos iser of the chefza mitoris lesser iser isn't chal, nevertheless it's still considered an asiyas haneder, and therefore it's considered a lav of bal yachel. So yes, there's no chalos of lesser iser al nafsho. However, he still said a neder, so therefore there's going to be an iser of bal yachel. And maybe that's what the Rashba means. That the konam will be effective for the Isser of Bal Yachel, even though the Chalos Isser is in Chal. Nevertheless, it's a lav of Bal Yachel, mitzad etzem bitl maisa neder v'chil hadavar, ha'chil hadibur. He's mevato the maisa neder and he's mechal his dibur. Now we understand the suffix of the Rashba. Can you ask for something of a konim if it's not b'rishusa? So we said, ma pitom. You can't be makdish davar she'eino b'rishusa. But then we saw you can be makdish davar she'eino b'rishusa, that when it comes into your rishus, then it's going to be chal. So here also, we can say that when somebody is asering b'konim davar she'eino b'rishusa, so just like by being makdish davar b'rishusa, the etzem hekdesh, the etzem dibor of hekdesh is chal. Just the chefza isn't hekdesh until he gets it back, but there's still a dibor. There's still a maisa hekdesh. So here also, there's a maisa of neder here. There's a dibor of a neder. So even though the neder is in chal, because it's not b'rishusa, but there is a maisa of a neder, and memela there would be a bal yachel. So that might be pshat in the Rashba. That's the tzad, that you can aser b'koinim davar she'eino b'rishusa. And it's like hekdesh. It's just like hekdesh, you're makdu something, and then later on when it comes into your rishus, it's chal mechavitz, but in the meantime, there's still a mice of hekdesh. And that's why it waits till it comes back into your rishus. Once it comes back to your mice of hekdesh. So hu adin, same applies to the heilige. When somebody makes a neder, if there's a maisa neder, and even though it's not birshus, but there's still going to be a bal yachil, because there was a maisa and he was mechal his dibur. If he's over on the neder, he's mechal his dibur. Even though the chalos iser is in chal, so you see, you can have a bal yachil without a chalos iser. So there's yet a lot more to say on this journey. This was the second leg, and we're hoping in Mirtz Hashem that we're zochet to continue. And in the third leg of our journey, we will, b'li neder, see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. But we saw a yesod nifla, that there's a difference between the Baal Yachel and the Etzem Chalos Iser, and that sometimes you can have A without B and sometimes B without A. And Amir Tashem, we still have to explain the Din Sheila bin Adarim, which connects to this. And we would like to explain the Inyan of Shvur B'Shem, which is where we started. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening.